From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big one on Monday Night Football, the only primetime game for the Panthers this year. Chris Lee, WRAL TV5, also Panthers Playbook, the podcast that you must download for your in-depth discussion of all things Panthers and Bryce Young. So let's start there, shall we? Bryce Young, absolutely. Game two. I think I might have been on an island. I saw a lot more things that I liked from Bryce Young that I didn't like. I obviously didn't like two interceptions. But right. I saw a guy who looked comfortable and got rid of the ball when he knew there was nothing there. So I think rookies can hold the ball too long. And I thought he didn't look that way. He looked comfortable and he looked sure. But obviously, you don't want those two interceptions. What was your read on game one?
I'm 100% with you. I think Bryce Young did a fabulous job. It was just his first real professional game going against somebody who is an amazing safety, yeah. Who made some amazing plays, solo plays. And honestly, you know, if it weren't for, you know, those, you know, three turnovers, honestly, Bryce Young probably looks a lot better than what he did. Of course, he accounted for two of those turnovers. Right. We just got to give it to Jesse Bates. Like, Jesse Bates has been a ball hawk since he's been at Wake Forest. He definitely has done a good job when he was with the Cincinnati Bengals, and now this is his first year with the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, it's probably tough to get prepared for that because you don't know what Jesse Bates will look like within this defense. So, but otherwise, I thought, you know, same thing that you thought. Bryce Young didn't hold on to the ball. He tried to get rid of it as fast as possible. And you heard Frank Reich during the week. Jesse Bates broke the rules, quote unquote, that you think that a safety would do, and ended up getting those two interceptions out of it. So I think Bryce Young will learn from this. You rarely see him make the same mistake twice. And so I think you know, he'll bounce back and look probably a little bit better against the Saints tonight.
I mean, great players can break rules, right? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
And Patrick Mahomes follows no rules, and I'm not comparing anything. I'm just saying that when you are right. at that level, not saying the rules don't apply because normally they do, but you have instincts that make you great. I think the best example of that is, and I've argued with people. I don't know if you remember the play. I think it was in a playoff game when Derek Jeter was like all the way down the first baseline on a throw that got away from the right fielder, and he was not supposed to be there. I mean, the shortstop is never supposed to be in that position on a because he wasn't even a cutoff man. But he just had the sense that something was going to happen that was wrong, and he was there, and the Yankees got an out of it, and that's breaking the rules. That's just having instincts yeah. that go beyond the rules. I digress from the Panthers. What will help Bryce Young not make those mistakes, or what will help the offense simply look better than it did in week one?
I think part of it is the fact that DJ Chark is going to be playing tonight. And the fact that he's the one guy on the roster that I am comfortable and thinking that he can probably stretch the field for the Panthers a little bit. Somebody like Jesse Bates can sit on some of those underneath routes because it felt like the Panthers didn't really you know, stretch the field that much. I think they had two plays of 14 yards, and that was as explosive as they got against the Atlanta Falcons. Having DJ Chark on the field, I think will help spread things out a little bit more and give him a little bit more room to kind of operate in different parts of the offense. That's the part of the Panthers offense that hasn't looked as good as, right. as the wide receivers getting the necessary separation from their defenders. So I'm interested in seeing if DJ Chark does help the Panthers out with that tonight. And I think he can, and hopefully that'll, you know, be a little bit more of a cushion for Bryce Young.
My fear is that there won't be enough time in terms of the protection for Bryce Young to get the ball down the field. But I will say this, one, I think they'll they'll run the ball. They'll lean into running the ball first and kind of try to open up the passing game that way. And you don't have to complete the deep passes. You simply have to show it and make the defense respect that you will do it. So sometimes just sending somebody on a go route and chucking it down the field is enough to get them to respect the fact that you'll do it. What did you see defensively? I thought there were some good and there were some not so good moments defensively from Carolina against Atlanta.
Yeah, I think honestly the defense did most of its job. I really liked what the defense looked like outside of their rushing, tackling, and when it comes down to the rushing game. But at the same time, just as explosive as Atlanta was in their rushing game, so was Carolina in their rushing game. So maybe it's the first week. Maybe guys aren't used to tackling anymore. And, the second week they'll be a little bit better because now they're tackling for real. So we'll have to see if that makes an improvement. But I like the way that the Panthers look on defense, and I think they have a chance to look really good tonight. If you look at it last week, the Saints – against Tennessee, gave up 4 sacks, gave up, I think, 8 quarterback hits, 7 quarterback hits somewhere around that area. And then the Saints were only able to rush for 69 yards, right? So if you're having those struggles with protection and Brian Burns is making sure he wants to get paid and Derrick Brown is looking like a monster early on,
right.
I think and Justin Houston wants to show that he's still, a big part of this league. I think you're going to have the Panthers being able to get home a little bit more on defense and maybe stifling the Saints just a little bit. Now, of course, Derek Carr is a big time veteran, so he's going to know what to do with it. But I think there will be times where that the Panthers front seven can definitely put some pressure on Derek Carr.
All right. Final thing for Chris Lee, WRAL TV5. And of course, Panthers Playbook, the podcast. You should check it out, especially after tonight's game, maybe tomorrow morning. There's a lot going on. It is the Panthers Monday night affair. There's been sometimes too much made of what the standings look like in week 2. I mean, there are 17 games to play, but the Falcons are 2-0 after the comeback win over Green Bay. Tampa is 2-0. New Orleans is 1-0.
Yeah.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Protesters and supporters alike are lined up outside the United States Supreme Court this afternoon as a decision in the most hotly debated case in years is set to be delivered.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case, Roe v. Wade.
Sir, I graduated the top quarter of my class.
We just don't have a spot for you.
Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington
for challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
My chief qualification being, I'm uncontroversial.
You know how we both ended up on the Supreme Court?
Politics.
Damn right.
This may be the longest of shots, but it's also the last chance for a lot of women.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
I'm trying to get you to stand for something, man. Now go to it.
Listen to Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the sense of urgency from your point of view tonight?
I think it's a huge sense of urgency. And before, you know, we got here, first off, I never would have thought that Tampa Bay would have started their season off 2-0. Thought Atlanta had an outside chance, but you know, seeing where the Panthers are, I always thought that this was the game in September that they needed to win. Starting off on the road can be kind of tough. You did that. We saw how it happened last week. And then next week, you're going to have your game on the road against Seattle. The place to take care of home or take care of winning is going to be at home this week in this Monday night game. And so you don't want to go, you don't want to fall behind in the division where everybody else is 2-0 and you're 0-2. That's not going to be very good for the Panthers in their future this season. So need to take care of it tonight. Go ahead and give the Saints a loss. They seem to have the Saints early on in the season at home the last few years. We'll see if that follows through tonight with Bryce Young.
Yeah, you hit it. To me, it's not just you don't want to fall two games behind everybody in the division because that's what they would be. It's that you can't lose divisional games at home if you still have designs on winning the division. The one thing I would say is I don't think anybody is going to run away with it. So, as you know, if you can get to 9, I think you have a chance. But, you know, if everybody starts 2-0 but the Panthers, it's going to be tougher to get to 9. And it makes it easier for them to get to 10. Chris Lee, be checking out the Panthers Playbook podcast. I appreciate your time, my friend, and we will talk again soon.
Absolutely. Dennis and I are going to be recording it tonight, probably around 11:30. So hopefully it'll drop around like 12:15 for you guys. So look out for it if you're still up. If not, it'll be ready for you when you wake up.
You have my permission to use morning after.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, man. Take care.
From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.